Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in today for Lori Walsh. Republican Mark Willardson is seeking his fourth consecutive term in the South Dakota House of Representatives. He's been on the Commerce and Energy Committee and has chaired the House Tax Committee. If elected, he would represent District 11, which is in Minnehaha County, and he joins us today as part of our Meet the Candidates series. Mark Willardson, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
So to get us started, tell us a bit about District 11 and the key issues for this district that you serve.
Okay, well, District 11 is one of the smaller geographical areas in the state. It's bordered on by Marion Road on the east and Highway 17 on the west, 57th Street on the south, and 12th Street on the north. That's pretty basic, but that's pretty much the boundaries for the district. As you might expect, we're a pretty conservative district in Sioux Falls. They do a lot of issues in terms of Second Amendment, the states getting together, you know, for a convention and such.
Tell us some of the things that you're proudest of that you've accomplished already in the State House, since if elected this time around, it would be your fourth consecutive term.
Okay, well, I've been an insurance agent most all of my adult life. So that's kind of why it's important that I serve on the Commerce and Energy Committee. Currently, my full-time occupation is with Core Insurance in Vermilion, where I'm the agency manager for that. So I deal a lot with insurance issues and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to working again with the Commerce and Energy Committee, hopefully if I get reelected, and, can continue our work on the Commerce and Energy Committee with that.
Mm-hmm. What are some things that you would hope to accomplish in Commerce and Energy? What's some of the work that you want to continue?
Well, at this point, it's very early, so mm-hmm. there's some things that are going around. One in particular, deals with employers' liability in terms of the COVID-19 part of it. There's a couple of adjustments that the state has already made in that area, and so I don't know, if there'll be anything that we need to take up on the Commerce Committee or not, mm-hmm. But it would be things like that.
Mm-hmm. I have up here from this last legislative session some bills that you were a part of, and I'm looking at a few of the bills that you signed on as a co-sponsor, and one that caught my attention was Senate Bill 64, which would have prohibited capital punishment for any person suffering a severe mental illness. Now, I know that bill didn't make it out of Senate committee this year, but I'm curious, what about that bill attracted you, made you want to sign on as a co-sponsor, and do you see that issue potentially returning this year?
Okay. I think that was the second time that bill had come around. I think it had come around 2 years ago as well. Capital punishment is a pretty serious event that takes place. My interest in that part is just to make sure that as a state that we do it correctly. I don't know if there's a worse thing that could happen than having someone go through the system who's actually innocent and goes through that process. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, my interest in it is just to make sure that that we do that correctly and make sure that we don't make mistakes.
Right. I also know you were a prime sponsor of a bill that would have lowered the total amount of tax credits that may be claimed on annual premium tax returns. Talk to us about the lifespan of that bill and why that was an important issue to you this past legislative session.
Well, thank you for the question. There again, that issue has been before the legislature, I think, since 2015, when another senator from Sioux Falls brought that forward. What the tax credit is for is it's for insurance companies that make a donation to a private endowment fund for scholarships for kids around the state. Now, while that in and of itself, may be a good thing, I'm not sure that we should take money out of the state general fund and give it to insurance companies for doing their civic duty. Hmm. I think these insurance companies should have a sense of duty to, you know, make donations to not only to, scholarship funds, but also, you know, for other things around the state. And I think for the most part that, companies in South Dakota do that. And so I'm not trying to belittle them at all for that. I just don't think that, we should take money out of the state's general fund where, you know, it could go to education. That's, you know, one of the biggest things that we fund in the legislature. But I don't think that they should, get a credit that we should give them money out of the general fund for that. Hmm. Obviously, I was in the minority because my ideas for doing that for the last 2 years have failed. So I wouldn't. It'd take a lot of persuasion to get me to bring that bill again this year.
Interesting. My guest has been Mark Willardson. He's running to represent District 11 as a Republican in the State House. This would be his fourth consecutive term if elected again as part of our Meet the Candidate series. Mark Willardson, thanks for taking the time with us today. Much appreciated.
Well, thanks again for having me.